and endometrial cancer. I think actually one of your cases, I'm not sure if that's one you're presenting. Any comments, though, about how people tolerate Pembro in this situation, Jenny, and particularly how they respond?
Yeah, so I agree with Paula. I think it's much better tolerated than traditional chemotherapy, with the exception if you do get toxicity, sometimes it can be really bad, the colitis, pneumonitis, that type of thing. But I'm thinking of one patient in particular that was on pembrolizumab for about 2 years for recurrent endometrial cancer, and she is no evidence of disease now. And it's funny, the panel, the messaging just asked a question, do we limit the time on pembrolizumab? And I said no. But in this case, this patient wanted to come off. She had had enough of coming every 3 weeks. We couldn't see her disease anymore. She was doing excellent. She wanted to get back full-time working, and she had a little bit of weight gain, a little bit of fatigue. But yeah, in general, people do great.
So also the other group of patients are MS stable. So we know the MSI patients respond really well, Dave, but historically the MS stable patients did not respond to just single agent PD-1 inhibitor. And it wasn't until we saw these combinations, and the one that's approved right now for MS stable endometrial cancer is Pembro and lenvatinib. What's the story behind that, Dave? Why people decided to look at this combination and why has it worked so well?
So, you know how I struggle with pronouncing some of these drugs. So this has become Len-Pem in my mind. I've been struggling with lenvatinib and pembrolizumab. So Len-Pem, you were really looking at how do we increase the immunogenicity of these tumors, and the antivascular lenvatinib drug, which is a pan-TKI or tyrosine kinase inhibitor, seems to potentially increase the immunogenicity. Now, interesting, when we studied lenvatinib by itself, very modest response rates. But when we combine it with other agents like Pembro in this scenario, we're seeing almost miraculous response rates. When we look at the clinical benefit rate, we're looking at greater than 80% of microsatellite stable patients are benefiting. Remember, these are often our highest risk patients, those serous cancer, those clear cell cancers. We often don't get any response in the second line, and we're seeing 80% plus clinical benefit rate on these patients.
So we want to get to another case. I'm just going to flip through a couple other slides just to give you something to think about. I asked this question because I started to hear people saying that lenvatinib causes a loss of weight. I think you told me that, Dave. So just to let you know the answer here, 8% of the audience, most of the audience has not used lenvatinib. I think 85% said they hadn't used it. But of the 16% who've used it, half of them have seen weight loss. So we won't talk about it. Just look for it. You know, it's interesting that you all are seeing it. Nobody knows why it happens. Another issue that we can talk a lot about maybe after the cases is the issue of the hypertension that you see with this regimen, which is much more severe and much more rapidly onset than you see with bevacizumab. Usually not a reason to go off therapy as long as you kind of are aware of the fact. And just to take a quick look at some of the data, we've been looking at waterfall plots throughout this series. We know that each one of these is a patient. When it goes down, that's good. It means it's shrinking. So this is MSI high endometrial cancer just getting Pembro. And you see Dave's name at the bottom. It was his study that he presented at the ESMO meeting last year. You think you'll ever go back to ESMO, Dave? You think we're going to be traveling anymore?
I hope so. They just made it remote again. I was looking forward to going to Madrid.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see. Anyhow, they're trying to say we're going to have to go to ASH for real, but I don't think so. Anyhow, here's what Dave was talking about with the MS stable patients. And you can see again now with the combination, I think that's what this is. Oh, no, this is MSI high also. You see the same combination. All right.